It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Start March off with a book that will take you to Italy. This new novel is filled with surprises. Our reviewer, Tina Hennessy, has more.
A friend of mine loves books on tape. We both travel quite a bit for our jobs, much of it in a car. He claims listening to books is a great way to pass the time. I've heard the same thing from others, but to me, reading a book is a tactile experience. I like to flip through the book, feel the pages, toggle back and forth between pages, chapters, and passages. As I was reading Katina's Haircut, with the books on tape concept stuck in my head, I quickly decided that this book was meant to be read. Billed as A Novel and Stories by author Paula Corso, this collection of short stories pushes the reader to really participate in reading. The collection spans four generations of an Italian family that emigrated from San Procopio, Italy, to Pittsburgh. Through eight stories and 103 pages, it begins with a call to revolution in post-unification Italy in 1919, runs through the Great Flood of 1936 in Pittsburgh, and ends with a modern tale of a descendant's pilgrimage back to San Procopio. Each story is told from a different viewpoint, with a different voice, and sometimes even through the broken English of a young immigrant learning the language. The cadence of each story is very different, and I found myself adjusting to each story as I started reading. At times, the pains that Corso undertakes to engage me in reading her stories puts a distance between the story, its characters, and me. This is most evident in the story set in Italy, where Corso peppers her prose with Italian words. I found there was rarely appropriate context to conjure meaning for these words, and I started glazing over them. I was usually quite relieved when these stories ended. Other times, feeling actively involved in reading these stories worked really well. In Flashlight, I felt very connected to Maria Ungaro as she navigates the minefield of an American suburb. Refusing to destroy a wasp nest, Maria finds she is at odds with her neighbor, whom she has barely seen in 10 years. The wasps, at work on their nest, remind her of the piazza back in Italy. She tells her husband, "Just because you build a new home doesn't mean you get comfortable." Maria is not comfortable, and her story straddles the middle of the book's journey from an immigrant family to an American one. Some of the best stories in the book, Flashlight and Katina's Haircut, are the ones farthest removed from the narrative Corso tries to build. These stories boast a strong, clear, feminine voice of characters struggling with identity, a voice so strong, no tape recording is needed.
That book is Katina's Haircut by Paula Corso, published by the University of Wisconsin Press. Our reviewer, Tina Hennessy, works in the College of Engineering at Penn State's University Park campus. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. And don't forget, you can share your thoughts on our reviews in the comments field on our website. That's your bookmark for this week on WPSU. I'm Craig Johnson.